Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
In breaking news, Russian President Vladimir Putin has effectively ordered the invasion of Ukraine. In a live speech televised on Russian TV, Putin announced a special military operation he says is aimed at the demilitarization of Ukraine. What happened to...
Oh, I tell you what, I just heard a big bang right here behind me. I thought we shouldn't have done a live shot here. There are big explosions taking place in Kiev right now. I can't see where they're taking place from this vantage point here on top of the roof of the hotel in central Kiev.
There have been reports of explosions near the capital, as you just heard there, but let's go live now to Jeff Parry, who's in Lviv. Jeff, first off, what can you tell us about these reports of explosions that we have heard? It's not just in the capital.
No, it's not. And look, it's a very confusing situation at the moment. Vladimir Putin has been on television for about the last 45 minutes raving about Russian intentions in Ukraine, making all sorts of claims, saying that they're trying to demilitarize Ukraine, but their main target is the Donbass region. Now, this is where the separatists have been. These are these two areas that Russia recognized earlier this week as independent from Ukraine. They've had this line of what's called the line of control there for about the last 8 or 9 years, and that's the area where Russian troops went through the Ukraine-Russian border and to, as they said, sending in peacekeepers. But there are reports of explosions in Kiev as well. Mr. Putin said the action, he's calling it a special military operation. He said the action comes in response to threats from the Ukraine. Putin warns, he's warned other countries that any attempt to interfere with Russian action could lead to consequences that they have never seen. This is information. This is the stuff that he's saying in a live broadcast effectively to the world at the moment. Clashes between Russia and Ukraine forces, he said, are inevitable, and it's just a matter of time, he says. And he's called on Ukrainian soldiers to immediately lay down their weapons and go home. I'm not sure that that's going to happen. He accused the US and its allies of ignoring Russia's demands to prevent Ukraine from going from joining NATO, rather, and offer Moscow security guarantees. This is what he's been after all along. He says that this idea that Ukraine would join NATO, he's diametrically opposed to that. This is what he says could have solved this problem if NATO if Ukraine had disavowed its intentions to join NATO. Well, that didn't happen. He said the Russian military operation aims to ensure a demilitarization of Ukraine. There was no immediate reaction from the White House to Mr. Putin's remarks, but the US officials have repeatedly pledged to place overwhelming sanctions on the Russian economy and Putin's allies in retaliation for further invasion of Ukraine. Well, that's already happened. This apparent attack on Kiev is also an apparent attack on the Ukrainian government. This is the seat of government. We know that today coming into effect was a state of emergency. The Russians have obviously jumped the gun there. So apparently action tonight, he says, this is Putin. We're seeing the Russians, no, this is the UN envoy to the US envoy to the UN, Linda Thomas-Greenfield. The US Security Council was meeting at the same time as this attack happened. And she said, tonight we're seeing the Russians close airspace, move troops into Donbass, that's the disputed area, and move forces into combat-ready positions. So obviously the Russians are on the move. They have got a couple of targets in mind that we know of at the moment, that Donbass region and Kiev itself.
Also read out, we have had a statement that has been issued from the White House in the last hour or so. The US president has responded, saying to what he calls an unprovoked and unjustified attack by Russian military forces. He says President Putin has chosen a premeditated war that will bring a catastrophic loss of life and human suffering. He goes on to say that he will meet with the G7 before announcing further consequences the United States and our allies and our partners will impose on Russia. We are still waiting to hear for a response from Canberra from our own Prime Minister. Let's bring in political editor Mark Riley, who is in Canberra for us this afternoon. Riley, obviously this is an unfolding situation. This announcement by Vladimir Putin was made in the early hours around 5 a.m. local time. What response can we expect in terms of from our own government? Well, they have spoken of sanctions and those increasing over time, but now this is obviously rising to a different level this morning.
Oh yeah, deeply troubling, disturbing developments there in Ukraine that will have very deep impacts on international stability and security, including in our area here in the Pacific. Scott Morrison was in a meeting of the senior economic ministers this afternoon, the Budget Economic Review Committee setting up the budget for later next month when this news broke. And he's about to have, I'm told, a comprehensive briefing from Australia's intelligence chiefs on developments in Ukraine. We're also getting messages in from our embassies in Washington, from Arthur Sinodinos, our ambassador there, being relayed through from the White House and from our ambassadorial presences in Poland and Romania next to the Ukraine. Scott Morrison is going to call a meeting, a special emergency meeting of the National Security Committee of Cabinet sometime late this afternoon or early this evening to consider the next moves by Australia and its allies. We'll certainly take our lead as we have today and yesterday from the US and Britain in that regard. This morning, Scott Morrison signed into law sanctions that will apply to Russia and these particular areas of Ukraine that are now under attack, with the Governor General David Hurley. Of course, they were soon proved to be futile. That was all about trying to prevent what we're seeing now unfolding on the ground in Ukraine. So at that time, Scott Morrison said there's plenty more fuel in the tank for Australia in terms of sanctions. What he has done, though, Sally, very interestingly, is categorically rule out military involvement by Australia in any form. He says that's not in contemplation, never has been in contemplation and won't be. So that's about as emphatic as you get. What Australia will do, though, is add its voice to international condemnation of these actions by Vladimir Putin and to join with the US, the UK and our other allies in Europe and across the world in responding to it and certainly reaching out to China for some strong words of condemnation there too, which would help.
I think also there is a realism about the limitations of sanctions, Riles. Will they be effective enough to stop Putin at this stage and what will come next? Let's go back to Jeff Parry, who is on the ground there. Jeff, there has obviously been a shift with locals on the ground and now things are intensifying. Can you give us some kind of feedback about how things are at the moment there this morning?
Well, there was some intelligence a few hours ago coming from American sources saying that they believed that this action would start around 4 a.m. Well, here it is. It's about it's a couple of hours later, and obviously this action has happened largely across the eastern part of Ukraine at the moment. Just a little bit more, Sally, from Mr. Putin, who says he said rebels in eastern Ukraine asked Russia for military assistance, and this was thought to be one of the ways they would confect an action against Ukraine. He said that happened on Wednesday against Ukrainian aggression, an announcement that immediately fueled fears that Moscow was offering up as a pretext to war. So that's one of those false flag operations. Just a little bit from Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. He says, if we come under attack, well, we have, or they have. If we face an attempt to take away our country, our freedom, our lives and lives of our children, we will defend ourselves. When you attack, you will see our faces, not our backs. Sally?
All right, that is Jeff Parry. It is currently 6 a.m. on the ground in Ukraine where he is, and as the day dawns, we'll probably get further clarity about this situation as it continues to unfold. We will have more in our next major bulletin at 4 p.m. and, of course, full coverage tonight at 6 o'clock.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.